Hello and welcome to the Vet Blast podcast. I am your host, Dr. Adam Christman, Chief Veterinary Officer here at Fetch DVM 360.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the Vet Blast podcast. Hey, if you're not subscribing, I was going to say prescribing because we're going to be talking about prescribing, so I really love that. But you need to subscribe to our show as well because we'd love to see you so that we can stay up to date on all the shows that we have. And speaking of prescribing, we're going to be talking about e-prescribing. What did he just say? Eric, did I just make this up? What are we talking about here? So joining us is Elliot Garber. Dr. Elliot Garber, good to see you, my friend.
Yeah, you too. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, my pleasure. So, you know, a little bit of a background to our listeners about Elliot. He is a specialist in veterinary preventive medicine and a graduate of, we got to give a shout out to the vet school. You ready? Tufts University.
Go Jumbos.
So you went to vet school at Tufts, right?
Yes, that's right.
And then University of Virginia.
So yeah, other way around. University of Virginia was my undergrad. And the reason maybe I call that out is because I live back in Charlottesville now. I basically came back home. Yeah, but I did my vet school and actually ridiculously two other graduate degrees at Tufts too at the same time. So,
oh, okay. Because I was going to say, you have to like share the love for both schools then, you know? Like,
of course,
you
just, yeah.
Right, okay. He's a vice president of growth at InSync Science. Dr. Garber led and trained teams in clinical practice for 8 years while in the military, including 3 years as a veterinarian to the Navy SEALs and their working dogs. He built and sold an eight-figure e-commerce and marketing agency before joining InSync to launch the veterinary industry's first electronic prescribing software. So that's pretty cool. You know, this is what I love about our profession, Elliot, is the fact that, you know, we move the needle, we do really cool stuff. I like to be unstuck. And so we're going to be talking about earlier this year, I understand that First Data Bank, also known as FDB, they launched FDB Vela, which is the only second e-prescribing network to be launched in the United States since e-prescribing began nearly two decades ago. I didn't even know it began two decades ago, which is incredible. I guess to show how old I am. It's also the only network open to veterinarians. So talk to our listeners. Why is this exciting for our profession?
Yeah, you know, it's funny because when I start talking about e-prescribing or electronic prescribing, a lot of times kind of eyes glaze over because it just sounds like about the most boring thing you could potentially be interested in. So when we were talking about before the show, kind of one of the questions is what got you passionate about e-prescribing? I have to smile because the reality is, I don't know if I'd say I'm passionate about it, but I'm passionate about bringing the change in both the kind of patient safety that comes with it and the efficiency and happiness for our veterinary teams that electronic prescribing can bring into our industry. So that's what brought me to it. It was just kind of a problem that needed solved. And I thought that one of the other big entities in our industry was probably already working on it or going to make it happen. And when that didn't happen, just jumped in myself and said, hey, let's go ahead and do this. And it's funny, I've been in touch with the team at FDB for several years talking about this. And so it's really exciting now that we're going to be able to bring our efforts together and make this possible for veterinarians.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's the only network open to veterinarians. So that's cool. So that's to our listeners, that's probably very attractive. So, you know, why do you think it's taken so long for veterinarians to receive access to a true e-prescribing network then?
It kind of goes back a long time. First of all, vets have always traditionally been their own pharmacists as well. We love to sell products right out of our vet clinic, and that represented a major source of revenue for most vet hospitals over the years. And so we haven't been excited as an industry to start sharing those product sales with other traditional pharmacies, whether those are the retail pharmacies on the other side of the parking lot, the CVS or the Costco, or the online pet pharmacies. There's always been a little bit more animosity between us and them because for better or for worse, the general feel among our colleagues and staff is that, hey, they're stealing those sales from us. I think that we are seeing a shift in that as time goes by and the reality has set in that these institutions are kind of here to stay and they're offering good deals to our mutual clients. If they can get and sell the medications cheaper than we can even buy them from our distributors, then how can you argue with that? I mean, better for our clients to be able to afford the medications that their pets need. So that goes back to part of the history. And then the other part of the reality, which sounds ridiculous, is that when the first e-prescribing software started to be developed, they basically didn't even think about the existence of us little veterinarians in the face of the big human medical industry. And so all of that software was built around a single identifier kind of data field, which is something called the NPI number, which any vet has probably heard of because they have to tell the pharmacist on the phone, no, I don't have an NPI number, because vets aren't allowed to have them. And so for the last 20 years, that's why we have been unable to participate in those networks, is because all the software was built around an identifier piece of data that we didn't have.
And the number of vets prescriptions that are going out the door has substantially expanded. I know it's more than 9% over the past 5 years. So, you know, I look at it in terms of like a workflow obstacle, if you will, too, because they can put, you know, greater burden on practices and staff time and attention, right?
Yeah, exactly. If you're going to be losing those sales anyway, you don't want to then have to pay your staff to sort through both the fax machine and 5 different online portals from different pharmacies to check the medical records, make sure, yes, that is a valid prescription, then go in and approve it or fax it back or get on the phone to the retail pharmacy and try to reach the pharmacist who can actually talk to you to approve a prescription. So it's kind of a double burn for the veterinary teams, because not only are they losing the sale of that prescription product, but then they have to lose a bunch of their time dealing with that in an inefficient way too.
It takes me about 20 minutes to write that one prescription for hydrocodone, homatropine. Right? You got to spell out the word. Refills, like all that stuff, like zero refills, quantity, anyway. It's just, I just think of like the time it takes. So, all right. So we have like a couple obstacles there, but what are some of the advantages of e-prescribing for veterinarians?
Yeah. So the ultimate solution, what we're building at Instinct with our new product, Instinct Scripts, and we'll be plugging into FDB Vila's new network, which is kind of focused on integrating into the pharmacy side of things, is going to take away the need for that difficult kind of actual double entry writing of a separate prescription. Basically, you're working in your practice software already, and you want to be able to basically just with a click or two, select the pharmacy that you want to send that prescription to and send it on its way, already prepackaged with the information that's already in there, the client data, the patient data, the medication. No reason for anyone to have to enter that twice or even more than that in getting it on its way. And of course, every time you copy data and have to enter it again, there's the chance for new errors to kind of enter the system. Unfortunately, humans are not perfect in that kind of thing. And so that's a way that a lot of medical errors are introduced in terms of the dosing, not unsafe ranges, things like that, is if you can just have automated directly from your PIMS to the pharmacy and no kind of introduction of errors along the way.
So it's good to have something that can marry into your PIMS. I always like to stress that because, you know, workflow, I'm all about the workflow. So it's nice that it can have that integration, it sounds like.
Yeah. And that's what we're all about at Instinct, especially. We're a veterinary exclusive software company and totally focused on increasing workflow efficiency and patient safety. And along the way, we make the veterinary teams a lot happier too, because we're taking away a lot of the silly little frustrations that you get when you have to click around too many tabs and enter data multiple times just to kind of do what you need to do through the day.
Like extra phone calls, separate logins, you know, like the need to fill prescriptions in-house and e-prescribing network, all those things, it seems to be more streamlined, which would be great. So should practices shut down their in-house? Oh gosh, that's going to be a question. I hope everybody's sitting down for this.
Yeah, so, no, I mean, that's not going to happen. In reality, every vet has certain medications that they need to start the pet on right away. If it's an active infection and they need to start antibiotics or get an injection right then, or if there's some kind of sedation needed or preventive, we always want to have the option for the veterinary practice to sell those products directly from within the practice. But I think for a long time, vets have actually been holding way more inventory than they need to, and actually they have a lot of cash tied up in that inventory sitting on their shelves, just in case they happen to have a patient who needs this particular medication. And so that's one of the advantages of this new model, is that you can have a retail pharmacy down the street or an online pharmacy that can ship next day a product that you don't necessarily want to carry because you may only prescribe it once a month or something like that.
Well, then we as veterinarians turn into some hoarders too. Like I think of like Terramycin and Neoprolidex as like the paper towels of veterinary medicine. Like, once you have it, you want to like stock up. And then like to your point, you're like, oh my gosh, I have too much money sitting on my shelves or whatever, you know? So yeah, it's true. So where can the listeners learn more about all this?
Yeah. So basically, I'm kind of here representing both our product at Instinct Scripts, which is still in a beta version. We are really excited that we're seeing scripts flowing through the platform every day. We have about 15 pharmacies signed on currently to receive prescriptions that way, and a bunch of vet practices of all sorts that are trying it out. The cool thing is that it's totally free to the vets and the practices. The pharmacies basically pay a little fee for each script that they receive, and that is modeled after how it works in human healthcare too. So you can go to our site, instinct.vet, V-E-T, and then the FDB Vela network is also a really exciting part of this. As I said, they're going to be helping to connect us into all those existing human pharmacies, the CVSs and Walgreens and Walmarts and Costcos and all that stuff that unfortunately still don't necessarily want to listen to us on the vet side of things, just because it represents a relatively small portion of their sales.
Do you have to like update your roster often, because prices change often? Obviously, look what we're going through now. So like, how often do you have to update your database?
Yeah, I mean, technology is amazing. With the right types of connections, you can basically have live updating between multiple parties in a software. And so we're all used to that with a variety of websites that we probably use every day. And so we're excited to kind of bring what's possible with 21st century software to the veterinary industry, which unfortunately we've often been a little bit left behind. If you look at a lot of the software that vets use, it looks like it is hailing from the 80s or 90s. And most people don't realize that there's something better out there.
Yes, there is. Well, and it's technology like this that's very helpful and useful. Well, Dr. Elliot Garber, thanks so much for joining us. This has been really insightful and helpful.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It's fun to talk about. And like I said, I know it's not a super sexy or exciting topic, but I'm hoping that people can see the real value in getting past the frustration that this is currently causing.
Absolutely. I mean, listen, where there's so many different obstacles that our profession is facing, and this is a really great modality or tool to help us overcome that. So thank you so much for what you're doing and sharing your insight with us too. And thank you to our listeners for listening in. You know, we always value our loyal listeners. Again, don't forget to subscribe, and we will see you next time right here on the Vet Blast podcast, everybody. Take care out there.
Thank you for listening to the Vet Blast podcast with me, Dr. Adam Christman. Tune in next time. Remember, take care of your animals and always stay pawsome.